Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley and I'm here every night with the finest in jazz. This week it is our Keys and Strings Hour, the quieter side of jazz, and we'll have such artists as Duke Ellington, Nat King Cole, Joe Locke, Randy Weston, and Gary Burton. So that'll be coming your way in the first hour, and in the second and third hours, new music featuring a great one from Charles Mingus on a Mosaic set, and another one from Wayne Shorter, the pianist Vijay Iyer, and also we will be hearing a group called Old Time Musketry. And all this great music will be coming your way on Jazz Unlimited following NPR News. Stay tuned. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited and our Keys and Strings Hour, the quieter side of jazz. We're going to start out with a mural from two perspectives. This is Duke Ellington on piano, Joe Benjamin bass, and Rufus Jones on drums. It was recorded at the Whitney Art Gallery in New York in 1972. Coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. Listening to Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight on our Keys and Strings Hour, the quieter side of jazz. We started the show with a mural from two perspectives. That's Duke Ellington on piano, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Rufus Jones on drums. And it's a 1972 recording live at the Whitney Art Gallery in New York. We've got Joe Locke, Herbie Hancock, Randy Weston, and Larry Coryell with Gary Burton and Lenny Tristano coming up in this hour, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we've got a couple featuring vocalist, pianist Nat King Cole. The first one is I'm in the Mood for Love, and it's a live recording made in 1946 at the Circle Room in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, of all places. And Nat Cole is on piano and vocal, with Oscar Moore on guitar and Johnny Miller on bass. Then we go back to 1944 for an instrumental piece, and this is Easy Listening Blues. And again, the Nat Cole trio of Cole on piano, Oscar Moore on guitar, and Johnny Miller on bass.
I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes, bright as the stars we under. Oh, is there any wonder that I'm in the mood for love? Why stop to think of whether this little dream might fade? We'll put our hearts together. Now we're one, I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud above, if it should rain, we'll let it. But for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood for love. Stop to think of whether this little dream might fade. We'll put our hearts together. Now we're one, I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud above, if it should rain, we'll let it. But for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood for love.
Thank you.
That was a couple of recordings made by the Nat Cole Trio of Nat Cole on piano and vocal, Oscar Moore guitar, and Johnny Miller bass, recorded in 1946 and 1944. The 1946 one was a vocal, I'm in the Mood for Love, live at the Circle Room in Milwaukee. And then the 1944 one was Easy Listening Blues. That was an instrumental. We've got Lenny Tristano and Gary Burton with Larry Coryell coming up. And now we have a station break, and we're going to hear two things. First, Mission Impossible, done by Joe Locke on vibes, Billy Childs on piano, Vic Juris on guitar, and Rufus Reed on bass, with Gene Jackson on drums, recorded in 1997. And then one from Herbie Hancock, solo piano, recorded in 1976, one called Harvest Time. That's from a CD on Columbia called The Piano, right here on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. This is Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me tonight on the quieter side of jazz, the Keys and Strings Hour. And we heard Mission Impossible, done by Joe Locke on vibes, Billy Childs piano, Vic Juris guitar, Rufus Reed bass, and Gene Jackson on drums, recorded in 1997 on a CD called Slander and Other Love Songs on Milestone. And then Herbie Hancock did solo piano on Harvest Time on the Columbia CD called The Piano. We have Oscar Pettiford and his Nonette with a gorgeous piece of music coming up to start the second hour. We'll also be hearing vocalist Gregory Porter, who was really impressive when he was down at the Bistro a couple of months ago. So stay tuned for that on Jazz Unlimited. Now we've got one from Randy Weston. This was recorded in 1989 on an album called Portraits of Duke Ellington. And Weston is heard on piano, Jamil Nasser on bass, and Idris Muhammad is on drums and percussion. And the tune is an interesting one from Ellington called Limbo Jazz. And Portraits of Duke Ellington is on Verve. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and you're listening to Jazz Unlimited's monthly feature called The Quieter Side of Jazz, or The Keys and Strings Hour. We heard Limbo Jazz, played by Randy Weston on piano, Jamil Nasser on bass, and Idris Mohammed on drums and percussion, recorded in 1989, and that, by the way, is a Duke Ellington composition. We have the Oscar Pettiford Nonet, Gregory Porter, and Willie Akins and Montez Coleman coming up this hour, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now, we've got a set of three following the station break. The first one is Plucked Again from 1939, Duke Ellington on piano and Jimmy Blanton on bass, and that was recorded 2 months after Blanton was discovered in St. Louis. And then 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. The Gary Burton Quartet with Burton on vibes, Larry Coryell on guitar, Steve Swallow bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. And then finally, Momentum from Lenny Tristano on piano, Peter End on bass, and Tom Wayburn on drums. And that's a 1955 recording. Thank you. Dennis Owsley, and that set of three concludes the Keys and Strings Hour for the month of March. It was plucked again with Duke Ellington on piano and Jimmy Blanton on bass in November 1939. Then 1-2, 1-2-3-4, the Gary Burton Quartet with Burton on vibes and Larry Coryell on guitar, Steve Swallow bass and Roy Haynes on drums, recorded in 1967. And then Momentum, Lenny Tristano on piano, Peter End bass, and Tom Wayburn on drums, recorded in 1955. We have Oscar Pettiford, Gregory Porter, and Willie Akins and Montez Coleman coming up, and that will be in the second hour following the station break.